You are welcome, sir.
Thank you, Pastor.
Everybody, praise the Lord. Tonight, wasted lives will turn around. The Lord will touch you tonight, heal you tonight, save you tonight. You'll go back home with joy, excitement, happiness in your life, in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you because we know you are here. You have not changed. You said, I am God, I change not. Lord Jesus, saving souls, healing the sick, delivering the oppressed. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we are asking tonight, touch every life. Transform every life. Save everyone in Jesus' name. Heal the sick here tonight and perform wonders in every life. Thank you, Lord, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray. Another Alpha location, amen. You've got it, you'll not miss your blessing in Jesus' name. God bless you. You can see that I told you yesterday that I'm picking the letters of the word miracle. M, the miracle of mercy. I, that's for today. Then there'll be R, there'll be A, C, L, and E. And before we finish everything, miracle will land on you right there. Tonight, we're looking at the I, Jesus, the impartial intercessor for every individual. He intercedes for everyone. He prays for everyone. He turns our lives, wasted lives. What do I mean by that? The wicked life. The wicked life is a wasted life. And as somebody continues in wickedness, wickedness every day, wickedness in the private, and wickedness in the public is wasting its life. But Christ has come today. He will turn that wicked life. He'll turn you around in Jesus' name. Wasted life, in the afflicted, afflicting life. The people who are afflicted, the affliction does not allow them to move on and to move forward. And they also, they afflict other people. Eventually, that afflicted life, eventually, that afflicting life is wasted. It's wasted in a life that has no purpose. It's not doing anything for himself. It's not going any positive direction. All he can do, afflict others, and he also is afflicted, wasted life. As there is a sinful life, the one that gives himself is like his total devotion is to be sinful. His total errand in life is to be sinful. That sinful life, that evil life, that life that is devoted to sin, Satan afflicts that life and wastes that life. I pray your life will not be wasted in sin. Tell me amen. The key there is a terrible life. Terrible life. If everybody avoids sin, it's Mr. Terrible. It's Mrs. Terrible, and everybody fears him. He cannot do anything substantial, anything successful, because his life is a terrorizing life. His life is a terrible life. May God deliver everyone, and you turn around today in Jesus' name. The E is the evil life. E, evil, is next door to devil. If you put a D there, it becomes devil. And the evil life, it does evil. It thinks evil. It plans evil. He strategizes evil. All he can think about, he cannot think of the goodness of God. He cannot think of the glory of God. He cannot think of the grace of God. All he thinks about is doing evil and thinking evil. That life is wasted deep there in the defiled life. Defiled life. She is available. He is available for anyone that wants to defile him or defile her. He says, I'm a candidate for defilement. Do you want to defile? Come. And the life is wasted in defilement. But today we come so that it will take that wasted life, it will turn your life around. If you will give yourself tonight totally, completely unto the Lord, a change has come. Give me a good amen. A transformation has come, and that wasted life will become a profitable life. I'm talking about your life. It will become a positive life. It will become a practical life. And tonight is that night that God will turn your wasted life into a good life, wonderful life. My life will be wonderful from tonight. Let the heavens hear you. Tonight is done by the intercession of Christ Jesus, the impartial intercessor for every individual. I'm coming to Isaiah chapter 53, and I'm reading from verse 12. Isaiah chapter 53, reading from verse 12. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he has poured out his soul into death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, because he came to stand for us. He came to make a substitution for us. He was counted as if he was a sinner. Our sin laid upon him, and he bare the sin of many. Look at this. And made intercession for transgressors. He made intercession for the wicked. He made intercession for the afflicted. He made intercession for the sick and for the sinful. He made intercession for those who were evil. He made intercession for those who are defiled and destroyed and damned, so that their lives will turn around. And tonight, he has made intercession for you. He has made intercession for me. Intercession. He has impartial intercession for every individual. We're looking at Hebrews chapter 7, and I'm looking at verse 25. In verse 25, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. He makes right now, he's living on high, at the right hand of majesty on high, and he's praying for you. He wants the best for you. He wants your life to turn around. He doesn't want you to waste your life, waste your mind. It doesn't want you to waste your resources. It doesn't want you to waste everything you've got in a life that is sinful, a life that is not productive, a life that is not forward looking, a life that is not having the lifting power and force of heaven in your life, because he liveth today. Is ever alive, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He ever liveth to make intercession, prayer, demand for them. As I told you, we're looking at Jesus once again. the miracle worker. How does he work the miracle? By the intercession, intervention that he has for everyone. Jesus, the impartial intercessor for every individual. Three things we're looking at. Number one, precious imputation for the injurious in iniquity. We're thinking about Saul, and we're thinking about sinners like Saul's previous life, that he was injurious in iniquity, and yet the Lord imputed unto him when he repented, when he turned around, imputed unto him his own righteousness. Precious imputation for the injurious in iniquity. Number two is prevailing intercession for invalids in infirmity. Invalids, those who find impossibilities in their lives, they are invalid, they are impotent, they are powerless, they know not how to rise and move in the forward direction. Invalid, impotent with their infirmity. And today, the Lord, who has made intercession for you, will turn your life around. That powerless life will become powerful. Amen. I thought you'll say amen. Amen. And that impotent life will become potent, mighty. Your life is not going to remain as it is right now. Amen. Something different, something greater, something higher the Lord will put in your life in Jesus' name. Well, if you are satisfied with the impotent life, if you are satisfied with the useless life, if you are satisfied with the worthless life, well, since that's what you want, then you remain like that. But if you are not satisfied, if you say from today, Christ Jesus, the intercessor, praying for me, is going to make my life higher and better and greater, he will do it tonight. Number three is the powerful intervention for individuals with impossibility. You see, everybody has impossibility. The one who is a total sinner, he has impossibility in his life. Even those who are saved, those who are born again, those who are children of God, they might have sickness that they count impossible. They might have satanic oppression they find impossible. But the impossibility of your life is becoming possible tonight. That sickness is going. That oppression is finished tonight in Jesus' name. Powerful intervention for individuals with impossibility. Let's look at number one there. Number one, we're looking at precious imputation for the injurious in iniquity. All the time, wherever there is iniquity, there will be injury. Wherever there is transgression, there will be injury. Whenever there is sin, there will be injury. When somebody commits sin, you injure somebody somewhere. Look at all the sins that people commit. Anytime anybody has iniquity, it carries injury for other people in his life. We're looking at Romans chapter 4, and I'm reading from verse 22. It says, therefore it was imputed unto him for righteousness. His faith faith in the Lord is believing in the Lord, was imputed unto him, was counted unto him for righteousness. Verse 23 says, now it was not reaching for his sake alone, it was not reaching for Abraham alone, but to all the sons of Abraham, all the people that will become friends of Christ, as Abraham became the friend of God. And they turn from their sin, and they turn from their evil, and they call upon the Lord, and they want the mighty hand of God to bring the change in their lives. All those people, they turn to the Lord, and they believe on the Lord, and that faith in Christ is imputed unto them for righteousness. Look at verse 24, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead. As you come today and you say, I believe he is my Savior, I believe he is my substitute, he bore my sin, he took my sin away, and I lay all those sins upon him, that act of faith, forsaking all your sins, trusting him, will be counted unto you as if you never sinned in your life. All the past sins will be forgiven. Everything will be taken away because you believe on him that raised up Jesus your Lord. You make him your Lord. It's not just Jesus is Savior, is my Savior. It's not Jesus the Lord alone for the angels and men. It becomes your Lord. You come under his control. You come under his authority. You come under his favor. Because it becomes your Lord, and the Father raised him from the dead. In verse 25, who was delivered for our offenses. When you understand that Christ, the Savior, who died on the cross of Calvary, that he was delivered to that judgment, he was delivered to that punishment, because actually he was bearing your sin, and he bears your sin to carry them away. He was raised again for our justification. Then he justifies you just as if you had never sinned. He forgives you, and he looks at you with the favor of heaven as if you had never sinned. That's the imputation for the people who have been in iniquity, who carried injury with them everywhere. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, reading there from verse 19. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19. To which that is, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, reconciling the sinful world. The sinful world had been separated from the holy God of heaven. Holiness and sin cannot get together. Holiness and sin never get married, yoked together, linked together, abiding together. God is holy. His holiness is pure, purer than gold and whiter than snow. And man is sinful, defiled, doomed, and damned. And the sinful man cannot be in good terms with the holy God. But Christ came. Christ came representing the holiness of God. Christ came bearing the sin of sinful man. And then through Christ, in Christ, God now reconciles the sinful world unto himself. When we say sinful world, that's talking about you. Because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And because you have sinned, you bear the doom and the damnation of the Almighty God, the anger, the indignation, the wrath of the Almighty God. But God still wants to have mercy on you. And so he sent Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ would live a life, a pure life, a holy life, a spotless life, a sinless life. And because he lived that spotless, sinless life, he was qualified to now pay your debt and to represent you and to have the goodness of God, the grace of God, the salvation of God coming to you. God was in Christ, reconciling the sinful world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. The yoke you should have carried, not imputing that unto you. And the load of judgment, a punishment that you should have borne, not imputing that unto you. The trespasses and the sins and the evil you have done because of Christ, the spotless one, the sinless one, and the holy one, and the heavenly one coming to bear your sin. And you put your faith in him, and you put your confidence in him, and you put your trust in him, that he bore my sin, he took away my sin. Then all your trespasses and all the consequence of your trespasses will not be imputed unto you anymore. And he has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. In verse 20 it says, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, by the preachers. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled unto God. Be ye reconciled unto God. You have been turning your back against God. Your sinful life, your sinful character, your sinful habit turned your back against the Lord. Now that you realize that Jesus bore your punishment, he bore your shame, he bore your suffering, and every suffering should have had all through eternity in hell fire, Christ bore everything. Then you think, if Christ has borne that for me, if Christ has suffered that for me, I turn around and I'm reconciled unto God. And he takes my guilt away. He takes my condemnation away. He takes all the judgment of eternity. He takes that away from me. You are reconciled unto God. I pray it will happen today for you. I said it will happen today for you. But you know, God has done everything he ought to do. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. God has done everything he ought to do for your salvation. Christ has done everything he ought to do for your salvation. He said, it is finish. It's now in your hand to decide. I've decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. I've decided to be reconciled with God through Jesus Christ. No turning back, no turning back. I've decided to forsake Satan. I've decided to forsake idolatry. I've decided to forsake all my transgression, all my iniquity. No turning back, no turning back. I've decided to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm not going to change my mind today. In a definite way, I take Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And then you are reconciled to God, and there's that precious imputation of the righteousness of Christ upon you, and you'll not be injurious anymore. You'll not have iniquity anymore, because you have turned unto the Lord. Acts chapter 3, and I'm reading from verse 19. Acts chapter 3, we're looking at verse 19. Repent ye therefore. Therefore, because of what Christ has done, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. When you come to the Lord, when you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, all the sins you ever committed, they're blotted out. They're wiped out. There's a melting, a kind of melting in heaven that drops off, that clears off, that washes off all the sins you ever committed. When you repent, and when you say, I will not go that direction anymore, I will not do that evil thing anymore, that thing can land somebody in the eternal lake of fire, suffering in hell forever and ever. I will not continue the life of iniquity, the life of transgression, the life of evil anymore. And then your sins are blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of Jesus. Saint him to bless you. What kind of blessing? In turning away every one of you from his iniquities. We're looking at number two here. Number two is the prevailing intercession for invalids in infirmity. Prevailing intercession. Intercession means that he prays for you. He prayed in the past, he's praying in the present, and he's praying that the sinner will be converted to a child of God, a son of God. Number one, he prays for the sinner. Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. They do not understand. They do not know that their sin will drag them into judgment, into suffering forever and ever. They say, is it not a little thing? Yes, a little thing, like what Eve and Adam took and ate, contrary to the commandment of the Lord. A little thing, like what Achan took, and then he died prematurely and went to the other side. A little sin, like Ananias and Sapphira, that told that little lie, and they still brought some money to present to the apostles, and yet they died in their sin. But it is the reason why the Lord is making intercession for everyone. And it's a prevailing intercession for invalids. Invalids are people who are kind of delayed there, detained there. They cannot walk on their own. They cannot rise on their own. They cannot do anything on their own. Sinners are like that. They cannot change their spots. They cannot change their character. They cannot change their behavior. But there is one that can make that change for them and turn them around and transform their lives. He is the one that has prevailing intercession. Now he prays for sinners to become the sons of God. He also prays for the sons of God. Those already in the family of God, he prays for their sanctification. He said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And when that sanctification hatch holiness, when it comes to you, holiness becomes enjoyable. Holiness becomes desirable. Holiness becomes something you delight in all the time. He prayed for sinners. He prayed for saved souls, for the sanctified. He prayed for the sick. He made intercession for the sick. And if you're sick, he's making intercession for you. That sickness will not continue in your life in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. Isaiah chapter 53, and I'm reading from verse 6. Isaiah chapter 53, we're looking at verse 8. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. You see, all your sin, all your iniquity has been laid on him, on Christ. And now, because he knows that he died for you, your sins were laid on him. That's why he's making intercession for you, that your sins will be forgiven, that you will be saved, that your life will be turned around. Look at verse 12. In verse 12, he tells us, therefore, when I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he has poured out his soul unto death. That means he died for every one of us. He was numbered with the transgressors. He was treated like a sinner, like a transgressor, because he was standing in for you. For you. For you. So that as you come to him, he looks at your face, he recognizes your face, he said, yes, I bought that for you. I suffered that for you. I took that for you. And now the time you link up with him and you believe in him, then the salvation he purchased for you, holding for you, he gives that to you, because we're told, and he made intercession for the transgressors. Made intercession for the transgressors. He tells us in Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, we're looking at verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. We know not what we should pray for as we ought. There are people that say they're prayer giants. They pray. What are they praying for? Oh Lord, give me land. That land will not take you to heaven. Oh Lord, give me money. Make me rich. Those riches will not take you to heaven. Oh Lord, give me success. That success will not take you to heaven. The number one thing to pray for that many people do not know about is our salvation. forgive my sin, take my guilt away, take my condemnation away, remove my name from the book of the lost, and bring my name into the book of life, and let your nature now dwell in me. We know not what we shall pray for. We pray for things that are temporary. We pray for things that will not get us out of judgment, out of damnation, and bring us of God, us into the kingdom of God. And Jesus says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these other things will be added unto you. We know not what we shall pray for as we ought, but the Spirit maketh intercession for us. The Spirit maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. That is, he groans for us. He prays for us in agony that we will realize what our needs are. Eternal life. What our needs are. A life that is free from sin. What our needs are. The power of the Lord to take our lives and turn that life in the right direction. Look at verse 34 there. In verse 27, it says in verse 27, and he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints. Look at that. He makes intercession for sinners. He now maketh intercession for saints. You're born again already, and here you are at the crusade. There is intercession also for you. He says, this one, I pray not for the world, but I pray for the ones that you have given me. Sanctify them, purify them, make them holy. Change their hearts, take away the stony heart, and give them the heart of flesh. Now, if you don't pray for that, it means you are saying the Holy Spirit was doing something unnecessary, something unneedful, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Tonight, if you're born again already and you've been baptized in water, because he that believeth and is baptized in water shall be saved. And then, now that you are sure of your salvation, you are sure of your sonship in the kingdom of God, the intercession the Lord is making for you, which you have to agree with, is the intercession for the saints, for sanctification, for holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Sanctification is the will of God. He makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Verse 34. In verse 34, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also, look at that, who also maketh intercession for us. Now he was in heaven, because when you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, he was on the earth and he made intercession for us when he was on earth. Now he is in heaven, is at the right hand of God, and he maketh intercession for us. He makes intercession for sinners tonight. As you join that intercession, you'll be saved. Amen. Amen. He makes intercession for the sick, and tonight, as you link your faith with that intercession of Christ, whatever your sickness, however long the sickness has been there, because he maketh intercession for the sick, tonight you are healed in Jesus' name. He maketh intercession for the saints, and as you join your faith to that intercession of Christ tonight, it will sanctify you. It will purify you. It will make you holy and give you that holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. How does it happen? That the intercession of Christ becomes efficacious for you and becomes a reality in your life. Isaiah chapter 55, I'm reading from verse 6. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 6, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. You want salvation? Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. You want your sickness to be healed? Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. You want the attack, the affliction, the oppression of the devil to be cleared away from your life? Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. You want your soul sanctified, purified, made righteous, living in practical holiness of life? Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Look at verse 7. In verse 7, let the wicked forsake his way, and the righteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. Mercy comes to you tonight. I said mercy comes to you tonight. Salvation by the mercy of God. Healing by the mercy of God. Deliverance by the mercy of God. The joy of heaven and the joy of salvation in your heart tonight because of the mercy of God. Say, you will have mercy on me tonight. Say it aloud. Say it as if you believe. It will have mercy upon you tonight in Jesus' name. And let him return unto our God, for he will abundantly pardon. We're coming to number three. Number three is the powerful intervention for individuals with impossibility. Impossibility. When somebody has a kind of habit, a kind of character that he himself does not like, and he fights against it, and he struggles against it, the anger has got him into trouble more times than he can bear. And he wants that anger totally removed. And he tries, and he tries, and he tries. And he's always getting into anger and into problem. When somebody has animosity, and that animosity, hatred, has taken good things away from him more times than he thought. He wants to be free from that animosity, and yet is not able to be free. Now, that's an impossibility in his life. Somebody has affliction, and that affliction has drained the family purse. He's gone here, gone there, looking for solution, and no solution has come. He has fasted, he has prayed. He has gone to pray for me, prophets. He has gone everywhere, and yet that affliction continues. That is an impossibility. When somebody is trying to raise up a business. And he has tried and tried, and he has put his whole life saving into it. But he's always going back to square one. And there is nothing he can show for all the things he has invested that becomes an impossibility. And when somebody has family problem, and that family problem is gone to counselors, is gone here and there, and the family problem continues and is taking everything away from him, that is an impossibility. Whatever impossibility you have, there's divine power, powerful intervention tonight. He will intervene for you. He will come unto you. He will remove everything you have as an impossibility in your life in Jesus' name. Look at Matthew chapter 19, and I'm reading from verse 25. Matthew chapter 19, reading from verse 25. When his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed and surprised, saying, "Who then can be saved?" When there's a blockage in your way, you've tried to be saved, you thought you were saved, but lo and behold, the evidence of salvation, a change of life, has not been there. And then you say, "Can I be saved ever?" It will save you tonight. Look at verse 26. In verse 26, "But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, With men this is impossible, to convert the wicked man, with men this is impossible, to set free, to deliver that afflicted man from his affliction, with men this is impossible, to transform the sinful soul, to become a saved soul, with men this is impossible, and to change that terrible man, that terrible woman, and that fellow that goes around and is a terror to everyone, is a terror to those who are older than him, is a terror to his age mate, is a terror to the people who are under him. It says with men this is impossible, because the terrorizing nature is in him. But with God, all things are possible. You did say amen to that one. That man, lunatic. That man, demon possessed, that will cut himself. I will go to the tomb, and people have tried to bind him with chains, but he could not be bound, because that affliction, that demon possession, was impossible for men to set him free. But with God, all things are possible. The day he met Jesus, like you're going to meet Jesus tonight, those chains were broken. The demons were cast out, and the legions were so terrified, they got out of him, and he received the presence of mind, peace of mind, and his life was never the same again. Impossibilities are going to become possible tonight. Salvation for you. Salvation for you. Sanctification for believers. And relief, deliverance for those who are oppressed and tormented. But with God, all things are possible. We're looking at Mark chapter 9. Mark chapter 9. We're reading from verse 23. Mark chapter 9, verse 23. Jesus said unto him, "If thou canst believe," all things tonight are possible to him that believeth. I believe. I believe. Now, you turn your eyes to your inner life. Be sincere with yourself. All those things you found impossible in your personal life. All those things you found impossible in your private life. All those things you found impossible in your family life. All things you found impossible in your health. All those things you found impossible, you couldn't extricate yourself and take yourself out of the hand of the evildoers. You found them impossible. Tonight, they are possible in Jesus' name. Jesus said unto him, and as he said unto him, remember, it's an impartial intercessor. What he said unto him, he's saying unto you, if thou canst believe tonight, all things are possible to him that believeth. It will be done in my life. In your life, it will be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Tonight, possibilities have come to you. Amen. The power of heaven that makes impossibilities possible is coming in your life tonight in Jesus' name. Are you ready for him? I said, are you ready for him? You want to meet your intercessor? He's been praying for you for a long time. And now, what he's been praying for you for, your forgiveness, is going to come to reality now. Your freedom is going to come to reality now. Your salvation is going to come to reality now. The intercessor is coming to you tonight to intervene in every area of your life. And you will be saved tonight. Say, I will be saved tonight. Say it well. Say it like you believe it. Heads bowed and eyes closed. The Lord wants to take away all that punishment of your sin, the pressure of your sin, the pollution of your sin. He wants to take away the agony you have concerning your sinful life. He wants to forgive you. He wants to give you salvation. And whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Tonight, heads bowed and eyes closed, you want that salvation of the Lord that he himself has been praying for, interceding for you. Now you want the reality of that salvation, a transformation in your life, a change in your life, the forgiveness of your sin. Wherever you are, raise up that hand. Let Jesus see you there. That you want the forgiveness, the salvation, the freedom, the redemption that you have been praying for, that you will have. Raise up that hand and say, Lord, here am I. You have been interceding for me, praying for me, that I will be saved, I will be forgiven. Raise up that hand. If you are raising up your hand, you will stand up. God bless you there. Thank you. God bless you. Heaven sees you there. You are raising up your hand. You want that impossibility of conquering sin. You want that impossibility to become possible. Raise up that hand and stand up. As you are standing up, whisper to the Lord there. Pray unto the Lord there. Lord, I know I'm a sinner. My sin injures heaven, injures my neighbor, injures people around me. I am injurious. My character, my behavior, my lifestyle injures my neighbors, and I do not love them as myself. I don't consider them. I don't consider their happiness or their joy. My life is injurious. Lord, forgive me. Lord, change my life. Lord, transform my life. I tried to turn over a new leaf by myself. I couldn't make it. Now, Christ, Savior, Lord, Intercessor, do it for me. Tell him. He will do it. He will forgive you. He will save you. And there will be peace in your heart. There will be the joy of salvation in your life. Amen. I'm praying with you now. Keep your hand up as you are standing up. Father, in Jesus' name, all these, my brothers and sisters, they have come to you here at the Alpha location, there online. Lord, I pray according to your intercession for every sinner. Forgive them in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that you will turn their lives around right now. I pray all the wastage in their lives. I pray, Lord, you'll bring a worthy life unto them in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, your forgiveness come to them right now. The imputation of your righteousness come to them now in Jesus' name. And the impartation of your righteousness come to everyone now in Jesus' name. Lord, we believe in you. They believe in Christ. And I pray that the salvation that follows faith in Christ will come to everyone right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. Our counselors are there, and the counselors will interact with you and will have, you know, the details they are asking, so that we can follow up with you, that this salvation will abide in Jesus' name. You didn't say amen to that one. And then believers who are there, remember, he made intercession for your sanctification. While we're doing this now, just bow your head and tell the Lord, oh Lord, I know without holiness no man shall see the Lord. And you have made intercession for my sanctification and holiness. Sanctify me, purify me. While we're doing all this, then as you are praying, they will answer your prayer and sanctify you in Jesus' name. And then after we finish this, I'll be coming back to pray for the sick, because he's also making intercession for the sick. We call on our officiating overseer tonight to help us with this counseling session.
The impartial intercession of the Lord Jesus Christ for you is not in vain. As you yield your life to the Lord Jesus Christ this night, congratulations. Give all the necessary information and rejoice in your heart, because the wonderful grace of Jesus Christ, the wonderful effect of his impartial intercession has reached unto you, changing you, overruling your wasted years, canceling all your wasted years, and making you a new creature. It's a great thing the Lord is doing in your life. Be happy. Rejoice in it. And the greatest way to show you appreciate what he has done is to make that decision a no turning back decision. You have yielded your life unto him. You have confessed your sins. You have asked him to come into your life. He too is making you a new creature, and he's not imputing your sins upon you again. He has forgiven. So give all the necessary information quickly. Don't forget the rest of us. His impartial intercession covers every area of your life. Oh, you have believed before this time. His intercession is also for your stability in the Lord. No more rising and falling, but you go on to sanctification as you have had tonight. Go on to a better life. A richer life in the Lord Jesus Christ. You are praying on that. Don't just look here and there. Pray on that. While the counselors are dealing with those who are just giving their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ, you are praying through unto richer, deeper, greater, higher experience in the Lord. And those of you who are online in different locations across the globe, pray likewise. As those who are just yielding their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ are giving the necessary informations to the counselors, remember his impartial intercession covers every area of your life. Pray through. Even tonight is there with you to take you to a greater, higher level in him. We still hope to help you further, especially those of you that are online. Look at the screen of the television, of your tablet, of your computer, of your phone. You will see a link there. Go to that link and a form will appear to you there. Complete that form and then submit. It will help us to give much assistance to you in this new way that the Lord has just brought you into. And you have given your life to the Lord Jesus Christ before. Keep on praying on every area of your life where you desire the help of the Lord. Where you have the things that appeared impossible before, they are made clear unto you today that by his powerful intervention, those impossibilities will go and all things become possible unto you. For with him nothing shall be impossible. Don't forget, those of you online, click on the link that appears on your screen. A form will appear that you will complete online there and then submit. Or, better still, you will see a phone number through which you can connect with the Lord Jesus Christ As you text that, it will give us information about you and will help you further in your connection with the Lord Jesus Christ. The phone number is +234 915 444 9263. Again, +234 915 444 9263. From any part of the world, send WhatsApp to that number. Give your details, your name in full, and send to that number. We will help you further by the grace of God. The counselors should please endeavor to remain around the people so that by the time the miracle prayer comes, you will be able to help them more. Don't forget the impartial intercession of the Lord Jesus Christ is impartial. It's not just for a set of people and maybe for some others, not for them, never. It is for everybody, every individual. So get set. Prepare to plunge into the depth of the riches that that intercession is bringing into your life. Some have already got the salvation, and by the grace of God, it will be permanent. And some of you are already praying on this life of rising and falling is going. You will be stable and well established in the Lord. Have you been praying for sanctification? Because that intercession covers it. God will impart his own very nature upon you. And the fallen nature, the nature that made you to be sinning before, all that will go. There are some seemingly impossible things before. Get ready. Today is your day. The day of your deliverance. The day of your power. The day of your victory. The day of your breakthrough. All sorts of breakthrough. Please, counselors, if we have finished in our sections, can you just wave the flag, signify? Let's see you. Please raise it up very well. Okay. We can see some, but we have not seen many. Please, let's move fast. Let's move fast so that the miracles can come upon the people in time. Don't forget, you are not going home empty. Those of you who have got salvation, something more is coming for you. You have prayed through on sanctification. You have it. And something more is coming. Because your testimony while going home tonight will be, the Lord has done all things well in my life. He will surely do all things well for you. Your sorrows, gone. Your worries and anxieties, gone. Newness of life around. Your life is becoming a testimony. Yes, have we finished? Please wave the flag, wave it well. Okay. Thank you. I can even see hands being waved. Shall we rise up on our feet, everybody? As you rise up, you are just rising up into receiving your miracles. God has not forgotten. Don't forget, intercession has covered every area of your life.
Amen. What Jesus prayed for, you receive right now. His intercession will always be effective. He prayed for the sick and is praying for you right now. That sickness will vanish away. That infirmity will vanish away. Whatever you have found impossible in the area of your healing, tonight it is possible. And so identify that sickness and lay your hand where you have the challenge and raise up the other hand. And as we pray in line with the prayer of Jesus, in line with the intercession of Jesus, He'll bring that intervention, that healing, that deliverance here tonight. And when you hear the final amen, you know that heaven has accomplished it. I believe I will see it done. Raise up that hand and lay the other hand where you have the challenge. Your miracle is coming right now. Father, in Jesus' name, we know that Christ has borne the stripe for everyone's healing. Everyone here, everyone online. And we're asking, Lord, tonight, accomplish that which Christ has interceded for in Jesus' name. From the top of it to the tip of the toe, bring your healing miracle upon everyone right now. That insanity, I command you, come out in Jesus' name. Those demons attacking your life, harassing your life, I command those demons, come out in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for those who have had incurable disease, cancer, be healed in Jesus' name. Also, be healed in Jesus' name. Hypertension, high blood pressure, the hand of the Lord is upon you right now. You are healed in Jesus' name. Diabetes, type 1, type 2, anytime. I pray the Lord will touch you right now. Be healed in Jesus' name. And I pray for those who have respiratory problem. I'm asking, Lord, all that asthma, everything will be healed right now. You are healed in Jesus' name. And a swelling in your body, hunchback, goiter, and hernia, elephantiasis, the big legs, the Lord touch you right now. Be healed now in Jesus' name. That swelling, come out in Jesus' name. Fibroid, come out in Jesus' name. And that problem in your kidney, I pray, Lord, life will come to that kidney. Lord, I pray your healing will touch that area too. Every part of their lives, every part of their body, I'm asking, Lord, healing. Miracle. Those blind eyes be opened in Jesus' name. Deaf ears, dumb tongues, the hand of the Lord is touching you right now. You are healed in Jesus' name. Stroke, you're healed. You will rise up and walk. Your hands will function normally. Your feet will function normally. Those who are paralyzed or lame, or one leg shorter than the other, miracle healing. Miracle deliverance. Receive your miracle in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray everywhere, to the left, to the right, in the middle, at the front, at the back, online, over the radio, over the television, I send forth your healing power everywhere in Jesus' name. Effect your intervention and intercession in every life. As we open our eyes now, we open our eyes to miracle. We open our eyes to healing. We open our eyes to deliverance. It is done. In Jesus' name we pray. Check up yourself. The miracle, your miracle is there.
Just silently check yourself now.